We've been discussing the methods of acquiring Yerushalayim. First, we clarified that the fear of Hashem is in reality the awareness of Hashem's presence and His interest in everything we do. As the first Ramah in Or HaChaim writes, that when we're in the presence of a king, and certainly the Malchei HaMelachim, our actions and the way we speak are different. The next aspect of Yerushalayim is the clarity that Hashem doesn't allow us to drift away from Him, and Averus create a barrier between us and Hashem. Hashem uses methods of punishment to bring us back and recover the closeness that we have with Hashem. We examined the Yira, the fear of different forms of suffering we see in the world and those we don't see, and understand that this Yira brings us to closeness with Hashem. This Yira doesn't create anxiety and it doesn't create pachad, but it creates a Yira. It serves as a guardrail to prevent us from slipping. Even when we are at a low point in our Avodas Hashem, we're not feeling inspired and motivated. Referred to in some Svarim, Moichim de Katnis. We don't have that kind of elevated inspiration that we feel at other times, and at those times, the only thing we can really fall back on is the Yerushalayim to prevent us from not serving Hashem the way we want. The next level of Yira is the fear of losing our relationship with Hashem. This relationship is the purpose of our whole existence, the purpose of Torah and Mitzvahs, to create a kesher with Hashem so that we can achieve Kirvas Elokim, the greatest and most wonderful thing a person can have. At the times that we have an elevated measure of closeness to Hashem, like for instance right after Yom Kippur, we do have a measure of fear not to do an Avera, not to sin, so that we don't lose that special feeling and relationship that we enjoy at that point. And that's a kind of Yira that we can work on acquiring, so that we feel that all the time that we have something special here and let's not ruin it. That's the next level of Yira that we have been talking about. Now, even if a person has truly acquired a feel for Kirvas Elokim, and it's something he really, really wants, he really desires, and it's the focus of his life, it won't necessarily prevent him from doing an Aver. Why not? Because this is another level of clarity that we would have to work on, that doing Averis damages the relationship between us and Hashem. It's not something which is so natural and clear. And it's not something that we intrinsically feel that by doing any one of the things the Torah commands us to avoid, will we be drifting further from Hashem. The truth is, Averis which we are very far from, Averis that are something we grew up avoiding, Chilul Shabbos or other averis that are totally outside of our Nekudas HaBechira, something we struggle with, when a person does one of those averis, he does feel terrible. And he feels bad, and he feels like he's in a bad place, and that does come naturally. But the other ones, it doesn't come that easily. And this is something that we have to constantly clarify to ourselves. This extra step, that averis and all averis create a barrier between us and Hashem so that we can't become close. And since becoming close to Hashem is what we want, and the only thing that's truly important, we have to avoid those averis at all cost. But this requires thought and constant reminders. How do we approach this avodah of acquiring Yira? So the key is for us to really want to acquire Yerushalayim and Kirvas Elokim. If we have a real desire, a real rutzen to acquire these levels, Ein davar oimed b'fnei haratzon, nothing can stand in the way of what we really want. But the problem is, we don't truly desire it. Why don't we truly desire Kirvas Elokim or Yerushalayim? Perhaps we understand logically the importance of these ideas, if we've given it proper thought, but as we just learned in last week's parasha, Klal Yisrael didn't listen to Moshe because of Kaitzer Ruach, which means the lack of desire or patience to listen. And Mefarshim explained that this was because of complacency and the fact that they were entrenched in the position that they found themselves in. They were in Mitzrayim. They had become accustomed to living in Mitzrayim, and that was their box. And to see out of the box, it requires ambition and the recognition that the place where we are is not sufficient. We need to continue to achieve. And the desire to grow can only flourish if we're ready to leave the comfort of staying the same and risk becoming different, greater, and more elevated. The measure of achievement that any person has is always according to the amount of ratzon he had. That's how much we accomplish, depending on how much our desire is. So what can we do to grow our ratzon, our desire, to become closer to Hashem?